In Oakland, I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. It is Thursday, December 20th. So close, everyone. So close. But 2018 is not going quietly into this dark night. It has been another keep you on your toes day in the stock market. Charts for the major indices as we head to the end of the year are down and to the right. But the bond market has been heading in the opposite direction these last few weeks. Investors are buying for safety. Prices are going up. Yields are going down. I know you've learned all this from Kai Ryssdal, right? The yield on the 10-year Treasury finished today almost 0.5% lower than its recent October peak. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is here with the what that means.
When the stock market starts bouncing up and down some more, investors start looking at the bond market with little heart-shaped pupils.
Typically, when we have volatility in the equity markets, people will look for safe haven.
By safe haven, James Camp with Eagle Asset Management doesn't mean the 2010 Nicholas Sparks novel, nor the 2013 film of the same name. This safe haven is the bond market.
Oftentimes is the 10-year Treasury, and we're seeing quite a bit of interest in the lower-risk Treasury market relative to more risky markets as a consequence of a number of factors.
Including international troubles, like Brexit and slower-than-expected growth in China. U.S. government debt is a safe bet for nervous investors. But when those investors want to buy a lot of bonds, it drives the price up and pushes down the yield. Lower yields have all these ripple effects.
Some good for the economy and some bad for the economy.
Vincent Reinhardt is chief economist with Standish Mellon Asset Management.
Savers get a lower return. However, mortgage borrowers ultimately will face lower borrowing costs because most mortgage yields are tied to those bond yields.
It's also a good thing for the U.S. government, says Marilyn Cohen, president of Envision Capital Management.
Oh, my gosh. Government borrowing is just up the wazoo. There's no question about that. So this is like a breather.
Lower yields mean cheaper borrowing for the government. And it's been doing lots of that to pay for recent tax cuts. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.